Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'm having a little technical difficulty. Give me a second.
Loretta, I was able to log in after all.
You logged in?
Yeah, I was able to log in.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm there too, but mine's hesitating. All right, look like we got a full house here.
We have Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Good evening. We have Hubert.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And your mom, Loretta, and myself, Angela.
Good evening.
Okay, let's see. I'll pick up reading in Numbers 20.
Let me add the last person. We have Auntie Marie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, this is still the laws regarding the defilement. The people of Israel arrived in the wilderness in Zion in April and camped in Kadesh, where Miriam died and was buried. There was not enough water to drink at that place, so the people again rebelled against Moses and Aaron. A great mob formed, and they held a protest meeting. Would that we had died with our dear brothers the Lord killed? They shouted at Moses, "You have deliberately brought us into this wilderness to get rid of us, along with our flocks and herd. Why did you make us leave Egypt and bring us here to this evil place? Where is the fertile land, the wonderful crops, the figs, the vines, the pomegranates you told us about? Why? There isn't enough water to drink." Moses and Aaron turned away and went to the entrance of the tabernacle, where they fell face downward before the Lord. The glory of Jehovah appeared to them. And he said to Moses, "Get Aaron's rod. Then you and Aaron must summon the people as they watch. Speak to that rock over there and tell it to pour out water. You will give them water from a rock, enough for all the people and their cattle." So Moses did as instructed. He took the rod from the place where it was kept before the Lord. Then Moses and Aaron summoned the people to come and gather at the rock, and he said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water from this rock?" Then Moses lifted the rod and struck the rock twice, and water gushed out, and the people and their cattle drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe me and did not sanctify me in the eyes of the people of Israel, you shall not bring them into the land I have promised them." This place was named Meribah, meaning rebel waters, because it was where the people of Israel fought against Jehovah and where he showed himself to be holy before them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'll go ahead and start. We'll go ahead and start with our program. I need to say the prayer first. Mm-hmm.
Well, like we had another caller to call in, Angela.
Yeah, we had Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is that Auntie Dot?
Yeah. Good evening, Auntie
Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellon Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line. And, Angela, you faded out just a little bit.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for enjoy another day on this earth, specifically to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise and worship you. You are more than deserving because of your unfailing, unconditional love. We are thankful that you continually forgive us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving us no matter what. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, now I can start this show. Righty, we're going to start with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from the book of Psalms, chapter 116, verse 1 through 9. I love the Lord because he heard my voice and my prayer for mercy. Because he bent down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. Death wrapped up a rope around me. The terror of the grave overtook me. I saw trouble and sorrow. Then I call on the name of the Lord. Please, Lord, save me. How kind the Lord is. How good he is. So merciful, this God of ours. The Lord protect those of childlike faith. I am facing death, and he saved me. Let my soul be rest again. For the Lord has been good to me. He has saved me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. And so I walked in the Lord's presence as long as I live on this earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We don't hear you.
Y'all don't hear.
I hear now.
Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we have Sister Shirley. Do we have Sister Shirley on the line? Okay, we'll just come back. Oh, okay, thank you. All righty, next we have Auntie Janet.
I'm sorry, did she say she passed?
Yes.
Okay.
So next we have Auntie Janet.
Okay, I would like to share from the Message Bible, Isaiah 53. are healing under the old covenant. Who would have thought God's saving power would look like this? The servant grew up before God, a scrawny seedling, like a plant in a parched field. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing to cause us to take a second look. He was looked down on and passed over. A man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him, thought he was gone. But the fact is, it was our pains he carried, our disfigurement, our sickness, infirmities, and diseases. All these things that was wrong with us, we thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failure. But it was our sin that did to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him. Our sin. He took the punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, wounds, we get healed. We are all like people who wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way. And God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong on him. On him. He was beaten. He was tortured. But he did not say a word. Like a lamb taken before slaughter and like a sheep being sheared, he took it all in silence. Justice miscarried, and he was led off. And did anyone really know what was happening? He died without a thought for his own welfare, beaten bloody for the sins of my people. They buried him with the wicked, threw him in a grave with a rich man, even though he had never hurt a soul or said one word that wasn't true. This is the message version of Isaiah 53. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we had another call. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And we had another
Praise
call
the Lord.
Join.
Praise the Lord.
We had another caller join, and it was Daniel. Is that you, Daniel?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just listening. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening. Mm-hmm. Hello, everybody.
All righty, we'll continue on. Hubert, would you like to share any good news with us today?
Yes, I'll be coming out of John 16, the work of the Holy Spirit. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I will tell you the truth. It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment in regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only that what he is. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit would take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while you will see me no more. And then after a little while you will see me. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next we'll go with Mom.
Okay. I'm coming out of 2 Timothy, and it's about encouraging to be faithful. I'm starting at the third verse. I thank God, who I serve as my forefather did, with a clear conscience as night and day. I constantly remember you in my prayer, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now live in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into the flame of gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on my hand. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, to love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering the gospel by the power of God, who has saved us and called us to his holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace is given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearance of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who have destroyed death and have brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel, I was appointed apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know who I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day. Amen.
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 Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Okay, let's see. My reading is Psalms 100, and it says, shout with joy before the Lord. Obey him gladly. Come before him singing with joy. Try to realize what this means. The Lord is God. He made us. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Go through his open gates with great thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is always good. He is always loving and kind. And his faithfulness goes on and on to each succeeding generation. Amen.
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 Thank you for reading, Loretta. Next, we have Auntie Marie.
Yes. Okay. I'll be reading from Romans, the 10th chapter, starting at the first verse. Brethren, my heart desire and pray to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them a record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they bring ignorance, they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, here not submit themselves. I mean, wait now. Because they haven't committed themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law, for the righteousness to everyone that believe. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does not these things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is a faith speaker in this wise said, not in that part shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. Next we'll have Auntie Carrie.
Okay, I'm reading from Colossians chapter 3. If you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience, in that in thee which you also walk sometime when you live in them. But now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not to one another. Seek that which you have put off the old man with his deeds, and you have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, born nor free, but Christ is all and is in all. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next we have Auntie Di.
Yes, I'm reading Matthew chapter 28:16-20. When the eleven disciples went away into Galilee, into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them, and then they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubt. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even in the end of the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Doc. That concludes our first round, so I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, the Leitler family, the Allen family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Lenny family, the Moody family, Vanessa family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, the Brown family, the McClure family, the Moore family, the Peters family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jarrell and family, Charlie and family, the Williams family, the Cody family, the Johnson family, Franklin and family, the Verner family, Thomas family, Aretha and family, Mary Ann and family, SMA and family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Eric Bryan, Tony Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we pray that sickness has no power over us, for we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Father God, we ask for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Now it's time to recognize birthdays from the date, the day, September the 9th through the 15th. Are there any birthdays during that time for you? Okay, I don't have any on my record, so,
This is Sister Shirley. My son Ricky's birthday is today.
Ricky?
All right. Ricky?
Amen.
Ricky.
Amen.
All righty. Hubert, would you do us an honor singing a happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Who birthday? Who birthday? Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Birthday. It is anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that song, Hubert. All right, so we'll go ahead with our second round, and I would like to start with Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Hebrews 7, and the subject said, a great high priest. The priest in faith is offered in Jesus Christ. Salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. So then, why does Hebrews 7 say that he is a priest in the order of Melchizedek? It was a priest who performed his duty, perfected unto the Lord. He was the king of righteousness and king of peace. And he had no genealogy. As such, he profited Christ. He did not rebel against God as Abram did, but he was obedient to God's law and will. Jesus is a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek, for he too was obedient to God's law and will. Despite Melchizedek's obedience, he was not without sin. Only in Jesus Christ is there perfection of the priesthood and the premanum, the redemption for our sin. Jesus Christ is the sinless Lamb of God who alone takes away the sin of the world. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lived in an intercede for them. Jesus Christ is the greatest high priest. the name Mechabit was in with the law, but the name of Jesus is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that reading, Mom. Next we have Auntie Janet.
I would like for my devotional, a reading, titled, it says that, as Louisa said, her husband and their daughters were enjoying an oceanside picnic one day. They noticed that a young man was struggling in the surf. As the drowning boy cried out for help, Mr. Stead rushed over to save him. Unfortunately, he was pulled under the waves by the terrified boy, and they both drowned as Louisa and her daughters watched helplessly from the shore. And the sorrowful days that followed, the grief-stricken widow began to put pen to paper, and the result was a hymn not known to millions. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood. Just and simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and death to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. I'm so glad that I've learned to trust thee, precious Savior, friend. I know that thou art with me and will be with me to the end. It says that trusting Jesus, Louisa went on as a missionary to Africa, where she served the Lord for 25 years. When we place the tragedies of our lives in God's hand and trust him, he can turn them around for his glory and for our gain. May we all learn to trust in Jesus no matter what. Amen.
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 God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet.
Praise the Lord.
Let's go with Loretta.
Okay, let's see. My reading is from Joel Osteen, and it says to stand firm. Fear not, stand firm and see the salvation of the Lord. The reading can be found in Exodus 14. When you step out to do something big for God, the enemy will send challenges and distractions to knock you off course. He may try to send you running, but you have a promise that God is working behind the scenes for you. You'll be amazed at what God will do in your life when you stand and face your challenges and hold on to the promises found in his word. When you take a stand, you make a declaration of your faith in God and automatically raise that shield of faith, which extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So take a stand today and stay on the course the Lord has set for you. Take a stand in your prayer life. Take a stand in your Bible study time. Take a stand in your acts of service and giving to others. Take a stand and see the salvation and provision of the Lord in every area of your life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am chapter 15, starting at verse 12 through 18, that the Lord remember us and bless us. He will bless the people of Israel and bless the priests, descendants of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both great and low. May the Lord richly bless both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. The heaven belongs to the Lord, but he has given the earth to all humanity. The dead cannot sing praises to the Lord, for they have gone into a silence of the grave. But we can praise the Lord, both now and forever. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Betty. Beautiful. Okay. Next, Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm just going to read a couple of verses from Psalms 9. Start with verse 9 through 10. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Shirley. Thank you, Shirley. Next we have Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in that tabernacle? Who shall dwell in that holy hill? He that walketh upright and worketh righteousness and speak the truth in his heart. He that is backbiting not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor take up a porch against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is committed, but he honors them that fear the Lord. He that swears to his own hurt and changes not, he that putteth not out his money to usher, nor take reward against the innocent, he that does these things shall never be moved. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. I'll go next. I'm just going to do a few quotes or sayings from Jesse Duplantis. As believers, we are running the race together. We are connected by our faith in God and our love for the world that he sent Christ to save. So, if one gets weak, we carry them. We aren't called to stop moving forward. We aren't called to criticize each other. No, we are called to encourage each other, to reach down and carry each other, and to keep moving. God will give you more knowledge about yourself than you could ever think to know. So position yourself in the center of God's love. Believe in his love and walk in the power of his might. Amen.
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 All righty. Next we have, okay.
Yes, I read from St. Mark, chapter 1, 2, 8. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And it is written in the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make this path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the Baptist us repent for the remission of sin. And there went out, they went out into him all the land of Judah, and they are, I'm sorry, and they are Jerusalem, and was all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sin. And John was clothed with camel hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat lobster and wild honey, and peach, saying, "There come one mightier than I, after me. The last of those shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Okay, so last we have Hubert.
Yes, I'm singing a song. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me what more do you need? Went to the valley.
Hey,
I know. Cause I have God in my life. There's a more that I need. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Thank you, Hubert, for that beautiful song.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
That concludes our round. Before I go to the closing prayer, is there anything else anyone would like to say?
Well, I would like to welcome Auntie Marie and welcome Daniel. We miss you, and we're glad that you're here with us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, let me give y'all a shout out though. God is speaking in the need of prayer. Well, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All right. Are there any others before I go to the closing?
Yes, I want y'all to keep us in our prayers. We are going out of town this weekend from Turkey. And I need all y'all prayers for us.
Safe
prayer.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
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 That was
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Traveling mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you that we can live in your light and walk in your truth. May the things that you have revealed and thoughts that we have shared dwell in my heart and stir us to action. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Believe it or not, house tonight. Praise
Amen.
God. Everyone is here tonight. tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Okay. Now, the family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And we came out of several books tonight, Psalms, Hebrew, Mark, Colossians, Matthew, Romans, Timothy, and John, and a few other books we came out. So this is what I have to say to you. Read the Bible. It is really good. That's the only way you can have God in your life, like Hubert said. If you got God in your life, there's nothing
more
than I should need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, bless Israel and other nations. Bless our schools and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. But remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night, and calling on Traveling Mercy.
Amen.
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 Good night. Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night. Wow.
Love y'all.
Good night.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say. I just wanna hear you.
like to lead us with you for the week. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your promise to bring us through victory. We ask for your strength as we take a stand to do what is right according to your word. We know your hand of blessing is upon our every act of obedience. We bless your name today, and we will seek and serve you in everything we do. May God bless you from the Nellis family. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. I love everybody. Good to hear everybody's voice. Good night.
Love you, too. Have a blessed evening.
Love everybody.